I think the smart answer would be to say they're all equally as important. Every game counts as one, and in this league, with only 28 games, the ones are pretty big. So from the other standpoint, you know, you kind of want to take care of business at home, and if we can go, whatever, 12-13-1 or whatever, we can't go 14-0 anymore, but if we can go 13-1 at home, that goes a long way to making things a little bit easier on this tougher road trip. But I don't want to really focus on any of the challenges. I think that just opens up the chance for excuses. I mean, I think it's great to have the crowd. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great atmosphere to play in, as good as any I've been around. And I'm not sure how many more people you can squeeze in there from last week. But I think our guys are pretty self-motivated this week after the disappointing finish on Sunday. So whether there's 12 or 13 or 14 or 100,000 people in there, I think they have all the motivation they need right now. We haven't really spoke about that specifically yet, but I think even maybe a better example for these guys is the NBA right now. It's crazy right now. Like even I think I read that Giannis and Harden are both in protocols right now, and haven't been through that myself. I know that's become part of the, I guess, strategy to win is how to limit your amount of guys that come in close contact or have to sit because of COVID. And I'm not sure there's a right answer because, you know, keeping people in, I can speak from experience that being in a quarantine situation is not ideal either for your mental or physical state. So I think there's a happy medium somewhere, but it definitely is going to be something we speak about when we leave. All of us here have been blessed to not have to worry about it for the time that we've been here. And it becomes now part of the equation of winning is making sure you have a full roster, when you can control it. Now, sometimes you can't control it, you get unlucky, but just taking precautions and not being reckless, I think, is probably what we're going to speak about.
So, do you also take an extended support away with you now as well?
I could be wrong on this, but I believe we're allowed to take everybody to Tasmania, if that's where we're going, for kind of our home camp or home base. And then if we have to go to different places for one-off games, it's back to the normal allotment of players and coaches. So I think we're going to have a full group in our satellite base, whatever that is. And then if we have to go to Melbourne or Sydney or wherever to play, it'll be the normal roster. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to jinx anything, but there's lots of people that have been through seasons in the States and in Canada that didn't contract the virus or didn't have to sit out because of protocols. If you take caution to the rules that are set out, you know, wearing your mask at certain times and things like that, you can limit your risk. I don't think you can ever eliminate it, but you can definitely be smart about it and limit it and hope for the best, I guess, at the end of the day. Yeah, we're expecting Mike to play. I'm not exactly sure who we're going to start yet. We tried some different lineups this week. I like to mix it up during the week in practice anyway, just to give guys a chance to play with different people. So I don't know who we're going to start, but we are expecting Mike to be in the lineup, and that'll be a big change for sure. I wouldn't say he was that close. I think we knew on Friday and Saturday that it was probably going to be a real long shot, but I didn't want to rule him out in case he was able to go. But Tuesday, with the extra day off on Monday, Tuesday he was able to practice pretty well full, and then the last 2 days he's been the same as everybody else. So, he's tracking good, I guess. He's on pace to where he was supposed to be. He's not ready to play this week, but we're optimistic for those first games on the road.
A lot was made about
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that was definitely something that we spoke about. It was, you know, I said after the game there was infinity number of things we could have did better to get one more point. But rebounding is kind of the obvious one based on the score sheet and to the naked eye, you know, watching, it was clear to see that we got beat on the glass. So we spoke about it. We talked about some clips. It's not something I think that you can really practice a whole lot. It's more a mentality. And I think we had to shift our mentality from trying to be out jumping people and being more athletic than people and making sure that we put a body on someone and keep the guy next to us from getting the rebound and trusting our teammates to kind of clean up the mess. We have some really athletic guys, but you know, if you're 5'11 and athletic or 6'4 and athletic, it's still tough to out rebound a 7-footer with taking up this much space, you know. So you got to put a body on those guys and make sure they don't get it, and then trust your teammates to clean up the mess. So hopefully we see that this week, and time will tell. But it's got to be something we fix up soon, because that's going to be a concern all season, and it kind of keeps us from using our speed to our advantage if we're getting beat on the glass. I think it's good. I mean, in this business, I don't mean this from any kind of religious or political stance, but Christmas is kind of like any other day. Maybe you get an off day, maybe you don't. Me personally, I've had games on Christmas the last 4 years and traveled the 3 years before that. So it's not something that I really think about a whole lot. I'm sure it'll be nice for the guys to spend some time at home, and we'll have that day off because we're home. But I'm sure they would trade 4, 5, or 6 of the weeks we're on the road for that one day at home.